Welcome to the teaching ministry of First United Methodist Church and Pastor Steve Kedon. We offer these messages in the hope that the Word of God will comfort the hurting, confront the comfortable, and create new life in us all. Let us now join together and offer our lives to God in worship.
Thank you for your gifts and for your time to share with us this morning. I was looking at the paper this week, and I came across an article. A shopper was shopping in Walmart and made a complaint to the manager. As she had walked into the store, there in the very front of the store, as they walked in, Walmart apparently had a very large table with a big nativity, kind of, and they were selling this nativity. And the woman walked in and asked for the manager. And the manager approached her and she said, "Would you just look at that? Do you see what they're now bringing into Christmas? Religion." And it made me realize that there is a temptation, isn't it, for our culture to kind of get redirected, especially this time of year. I've noticed even at different times that even around Halloween time, even before the Halloween gifts are put away, you start seeing the Christmas trees popping up, because Christmas is for many of us becoming a time of economic abundance when we start thinking about shopping. And yet there are times in our lives where we need to pull back from that busy frenzy and say, where are we going? Is God trying to break into our lives? During Advent is a time when we retell the story of the shepherds and of Mary and Joseph and of the angels and of the wise men, and we tell those stories. And in each of these characters, at some point, God is trying to break into their lives. God is doing something amazing, and we retell those stories in order to remind ourselves over and over again that God is trying to break into our lives. What do we do as people of our time and in our generation when God tries to interrupt our schedules? How many of you have ever been wake up in the morning from a very large or very loud alarm clock when you're in a nice slumber and something jars you out of your slumber? Or perhaps you're busy doing something, some shopping or something, and you get a cell phone call that says we have to do something, and things have changed. We as people avoid interruptions at all costs. We try and have things planned out. We like our schedules. We like to follow through on what we have as our agenda. And yet, if Christmas will tell us anything, it's that God is breaking into our story, into our convenient, comfortable little lives in ways that will be challenging, but also so fulfilling. Last week we talked about John the Baptist and about his fiery language inviting all of us to wake up and say, God is doing something amazing. Can you see it? Can you perceive what is happening around you? Will Willimon, who was the bishop of the Northern Alabama Conference, once said, you know, sometimes you have to go through certain courses in school in order to graduate. You have to pass through them. They said, if you want to know who Jesus Christ truly is, you have to go through John the Baptist. You have to understand his fiery language. And sometimes when God breaks into your life, it's because something is wrong and there's times for a correction. Well, this morning we want to take a look at another central character in the Christmas story. We want to look at Mary's story and understand how God breaks into her life in a phenomenal and life-changing way, and recognize that Mary is not just a patron saint that is out there in the past, but God is trying to do the same thing in your life as well. Can we learn from her story how to respond when God interrupts the convenience and the predictability of our ho-hum kind of lives? The Word of God shapes who we are. Let us approach God with a sense of awe and a sense of wonder. Will you join with me as we share what's on the screen? This is God's word for my life in this place and at this time. Today I am a new creation in Christ. I am God's very own, and I know He has a purpose for my life. In the 6th month of pregnancy, of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and the angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God, because Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who is said to be unable to conceive is in her 6th month. For no word from God will ever fail." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel left her. This is the word of God for the people of God. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks for Mary's story. We ask, O God, that it challenge us and invite us to see our lives differently. We thank you for her willingness, her yielding to your Holy Spirit, and we take comfort and courage by her example. In Jesus' name, amen. What happens in your life? What happens to your priorities and the predictability of your life when God comes knocking? When the invitation comes to step out and do something new, to invite to a bigger story, to experience God a whole new radical way? Well, if you're probably like 90% of us, you run for your home and hide under the covers for a while. And yet there are times that God comes knocking. Maybe it's a knock on the door. Maybe it's a phone call. Maybe it's the boss calling you into the office. Or maybe it's a call from the doctor's office saying that you need to come back. The tests have come in. God sometimes comes knocking on our door. And yet the wonderful thing about Mary's story, the thing that is so encouraging, is that when God does come knocking, sometimes it's to remind us that something wonderful is about to unfold. We often think the worst, that our lives should be the white picket fence and the two-car garage, and yet God invites us into a world that is bigger and more wonderful than we could ever imagine. It's hard for us sometimes to imagine what was going through Mary's mind when the angel arrived. Luke, the writer of this account, says that Mary was troubled. I can only imagine that that is a huge understatement. The angel was asking her something that we can only barely imagine, that her whole life was going to be turned around, and yet Mary yielded so easily. What can we learn from Mary's story about God interceding in her life and interrupting all of her plans that encourages us to accept when God comes because of the wonderful things that are unfolding? The first thing that I really understand about Mary's story and about Luke's account is the first thing that we have to understand is that when those interruptions come, there is more that is happening in our world than what we realize. There's more going on than just what's about us. In the beginning of this little passage, it says that in the 6th month that Elizabeth was pregnant, the angel came. The process has already begun, Mary. God is already at work and invites you to be a part of his story. Henry Blackaby, who wrote a wonderful book called Experiencing God, says the first thing that we must do to fully experience God is look around at the world around us and say, where is God already at work? And then join him in his work. To see what God is already doing. God is always at work doing new and creative things. He invites Mary to be a part of this unfolding story. In your life and in all the things that are going on in our church this season, it's easy for us to look around and say, there's more happening here than we knew. Where can we be involved? Where is God asking you, join me in changing the world? When Mary asks, what is going on here? The angel begins to recount that this child that will be born will be the Son of the Most High. He will sit on David's throne, and the descendants of Jacob will watch over his entire life. The angel is showing Mary how big and how expansive God's plans are. So often we think about our faith and we put it in a Sunday morning package. And we say, of course God is involved in my life at least 1 hour a week. And yet I wonder this morning, is God asking you to step out and say, look at how big the world is. Look at how wonderful life is. Will you join me in changing lives? God is doing things that are bigger than what we realize. But the beauty of this story is what God does in Mary. God reveals to Mary that there's more to her than what she fully realizes, than what she fully knows. You see, whenever God comes into your life, when God interrupts the convenience and the predictability, it's in order to reveal more about yourself than you even fully understand. When you get involved in what God is doing in His world, it's so that He can reveal something about you as well. Do you notice how Mary constantly refers to herself? Mary, as the angel comes and says, you will give birth, and she says, how can that? Because I'm only a virgin. And I wonder for all of us, when God asks for your involvement, do you say, but you don't understand. I'm only middle class. I'm only of this education level. I'm only of this. Mary yielded because she was being changed from I'm an only to what God can do. The Holy Spirit will overshadow you. You have found favor with God. God wants to involve you, and through you, I can do all things. Is there something about your life today that needs to be changed? Are we still telling God? Are we still looking at one another? Are we still looking at ourselves in the mirror and saying, but I'm only? Has somebody ever come to you to invite you to be a part of a mission or a ministry? You said, I can't. I'm only like this. God invites you to interrupt your life and to reveal more of who you are or who you can become. And Mary's reward at the very end was her life was forever changed. God was doing more than what she realized because there was more to her than what she knew, because the future would be more meaningful than she ever imagined. Her life would be forever changed. And it says that after this point, throughout the rest of Luke's gospel, Mary at different times did two fundamental things. She treasured and she pondered. She treasured her life and she pondered what it meant in her heart. Every event was significant to Mary because she knew her life had eternal purposes, that God was using her. I was watching a video earlier this week by Rick Warren, and Rick Warren said, we've fallen into habits in our culture. He said, most people that you know get up in the morning and get a cup of coffee, take a shower, go to work, come home, cook dinner, watch TV, go to bed, so that they can get up the next day and get a cup of coffee, take a shower, go to work, come home, cook dinner, watch TV, go to bed. Days turn into weeks, weeks turns into months, months, years, and pretty soon we're looking back and going, what happened to the time? Where am I going? This week is no different than last week. God wants your future to be about so much more than just surviving until you die. God wants you to look back and say, I was on a journey. I took each day and I pondered what its significance was, and I treasured the milestones. I even treasured the hard parts because I know God had a plan for me. I'm part of something bigger, something more greater than even myself. I've joined into what God is doing. When you look at your life this morning, as you think about going through however many Advents you've gone through in your life, can you kind of finally say, God has used me in a fundamental way to change the lives of those that are around me? That God has come to me and is using me to engage with others and to share who He is and what He's all about. Mary's life, even as simple as she was forever radically changed. Her life became bigger, more significant, more meaningful. The final part of this whole story is at the very end. The angel has revealed to Mary what's going to happen, how it's going to unfold. And at the very end, Mary yields. And she says, I am the Lord's servant. She takes on a different tone. She no longer is just saying, well, I'm only a virgin. I'm the Lord's servant. May your word be fulfilled in me. And then the angel left. See, what ended up happening for most of us, I imagine for 90% of us, when Christmas is over, the trees will be packed away, the ornaments will be wrapped up and put in boxes, and we'll say, Christmas has come to an end. And yet for Mary, and for all of those who had their life interrupted, this was the beginning. The story unfolded today. Christmas is here so that it can begin for you, so that the invitation is given for you. Will it begin now, or are you still waiting for the angel to come? Are you hearing what God wants out of you, that there's more to you than what you fully understood, than what you can fully believe right now, that God wants to reveal the world to you and wants to use you for something significant? In Mary's story, we learn these three things. There's more going on than what we realize. There's more to you than what you fully know. And the future will be more wonderful than what you can imagine. But it must begin today. And then the angel left her. And Mary walked and took the journey of life knowing that God had called her to something more powerful, more wonderful, and it dominated her life story. My prayer for all of you, when you get up tomorrow and you go to work and you come home, you will look back and you will do two things. You will treasure and you will ponder your story. Let us pray. Father God, we give you thanks that you use us, even simple people like us, to do amazing things around the world. Father, continue to use us, continue to call your people, and allow us to hear and to respond. In Jesus' name, amen.